part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
16 minutes past 11 here on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. Welcome back to Mid-Morning Empowerment. If you just joined in, welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment family. Right now, it is time for us to speak to our pastor, Pastor David, on our Daily Focus feature. We are looking at this week's theme that says, Nurturing God's Creation. Today's topic, we are looking at living as good neighbors. We do have Pastor on the line. Pastor, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
How are you? How are you, my pastor, today?
I am well. The heat is a bit high, but I think we're surviving.
Please drink a lot of water.
Definitely.
Amen. So today we are looking at living as good neighbors. When Jesus taught us to love our neighbors, that love was meant to span generations. How can we make choices today that will honor God and benefit the generations to come? So before we get into our conversation, Pastor, shall we open with a word of prayer?
Let us pray. Our loving Father in heaven, we are grateful this morning once again that we can have this discussion around how best we can live in this world that you have given dominion to us to preside over. How we pray that allow this conversation to be fruitful in every sense. This is our asking and praying in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. So let's get into it. How does the concept of loving our neighbors extend to caring for future generations?
Thank you so much. Remember, the bottom line is whose earth is this one that we live in? Who's the owner? And Psalm chapter 24, verse 1 speaks into that aspect, and it says the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. Mm. The world and all its people belong to it, to him. So one thing we can establish is that all that is under the earth belongs to the Lord. And therefore, when we have issues, a command for us to care for our neighbors, it extends and goes far beyond than the immediate people that we have. So the neighbor that Christ makes mention of in Mark chapter 12, verse 31, doesn't have a limit. It goes on to also future generations. He spoke to the disciples and it applies to them then, and it also applies to us now. So the future generations are definitely our neighbors. So whatsoever that we do, impact and affect them in a good way.
Wow. Okay. The future generation is definitely our neighbors. I like that line. All right. What responsibility do we have to ensure the earth remains healthy and hospitable for those who come after us?
Thank you so much. In Genesis, God actually addresses man as he places him in the garden. And I love how multiple versions underscore that fact. They say the Lord God placed man in the garden to tend and care for it. That is in the New Living Translation. The Amplified goes on to say man was placed in the garden to tend, to guard, and to keep it. So our responsibility is that we ought to be God's steward, because from the onset, he had first man in the garden, and that also stretches and the application could go beyond the immediate one. Other than the garden, it is the whole earth that has to be tended, cared for, and kept. And so, our responsibility, number one, is to be good stewards of God's creation. Just like we have said, he is the owner of the earth, so he has placed us in charge. Then we also need to protect the resources for future generations, like we have said. In Deuteronomy, Moses tells them to say, you need to tell of the Lord's mercies and the goodness to future generations. Mm. Imagine if we depleted all the resources now, if we are reckless, the ozone layer, as it has been eroded, gets worse. How will we tell of God's beauty in creation to future generation? How will they believe that the good God cared for them if things would have been left in a terrible state? So if we have to come and testify, even when we're not there, to future generations, then the resources that are here now should be protected. And also we need to abide by biblical laws of sustainability as given into Leviticus 25. So I believe those three words, being good stewards, protecting the earth's resources, and applying the biblical laws of sustainability, can help us fulfill that responsibility.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that. But my question is, how are we going to... Is it possible for us to keep the earth healthy after so much polluted air? The earth is dirty. People are throwing things all over. They are polluting. It's a lot. You understand what I'm trying to say? You spoke of an ozone layer.
When we look at things the way they are now, it can be very discouraging. Like you, in every direction you point in, someone said the effects of sin are visible in every direction. Trees, the leaves will be falling, but much more than the natural causes of the depletion of the earth's resources.
Okay.
We also see the human hand at play in every sense.
Right.
So definitely something that could be discouraging, and maybe small steps that should amount to great steps in the end should begin to be taken, especially if they can be led by believers. Like we said yesterday, we can apply the concept of being content with what we have, where we don't get much more than we need. In the end, we end up wasting. So if we can practice sustainable living, it would help us. And also the waste consumption, like we said, being accountable, where you as a community, you begin taking note of how much are we using, and applying stewardship to a broader sense of it, not only limiting it to resources and the few things that come with it.
Right. I'm not sure if you have seen the trending videos, Pastor. Here in South Africa, children are dying because of food. Is it because we are negligent, or is it because we cannot take care of this earth or whatever? I don't know how to put it, but is it because of us, we are negligent human beings, or what?
True to it, and it's hard to learn of that. I did see one video that turned, and for a moment I was like, is this really the case? And it all comes down to our level of being responsible to the next person. Like we established, when God says, who is your neighbor? Can they ask? We say, who is the neighbor? At times we feel, when we care just for the people in the immediate circle that we have, then we're doing okay. We take care of the surrounding immediate around us, then that's fine. But it stretches and goes beyond that, because even the person we are yet to meet, even the person yet to be born, is our neighbor. So in the case where, due to our negligence as adults, as parents, and as collectively as believers, people tend to die, then it is definitely on us. And the best way would be getting back to the basics and see how best we can reduce most of these causes to such eventualities.
Wow, thank you so much, Pastor, for that. It is believed, or it's allegedly said, that our neighbors are suspected, I'm quoting, our neighbors are suspected to be the ones putting poison on the food that we eat. So in the term of loving my neighbor, how am I able to love my neighbor after knowing that my neighbor is trying to kill the nation?
That becomes hard in itself. And just this morning, while listening to one preacher, he was talking about how forgiveness can be hard.
Right.
Especially if the person hasn't apologized and they haven't come out in the open. And so even in such state, it would be hard to now begin relating to them in a manner that would be pleasing, because you know they've attempted to end not only their current generation, but future generations, in this case the children. So I believe one thing that would help us is to involve God. It wouldn't be easy, of course, trying to forgive them. Maybe have a dialogue and just see how can this be. And maybe remind them also, at times, human, due to our sinfulness, we tend to get to the climax of the worst things that we can ever do. And it wouldn't be easy to navigate the whole ordeal together, but I believe with God, we'll be able to come to terms and the facts that are on the ground, maybe forgive ourselves and forgive those that are doing the hurt in us.
Whoa, powerful one, my pastor, right there. Then how can Christian lead by example in making sustainable choices that bless future generations?
Oh, yeah, thank you so much. We can have the collective input as believers, because like we have said, we are reminded that the earth is the Lord and everyone in it, even the future generations. So we can maybe begin by reducing our waste and also ensuring we recycle that, all the things that we can recycle. And our consumption, I underscore that point again. We reduce on our, the things that we purchase, and we just begin living within that which we need. Another thing that we can help us is having eco-friendly initiatives.
Right.
Maybe it could be a way of doing agriculture, or a way we do most of our mining, or any other sustainable activity that gives us life. We can begin being cautious of the environment. We would be able to find the best means. Also, not forgetting educating others on biblical stewardship. Like you had mentioned, the neighbors as quoted being involved in this. It could be a reminder that they don't know that they have this role that they have to play to help the neighbor that's the next person to them. And when we look at the teaching of Jesus in the parable of talents, we see that everyone at every level has a responsibility to play. At times, we want to leave this to people who are in higher places, higher offices, doing much, but we can do everything, even at a little level and little step that we make.
Thank you so much, my pastor. And what teachings of Jesus can inspire us to consider the long-term impact of our actions?
Thank you so much. When we look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21, Jesus talks about storing treasures in heaven. I feel that is an aspect where he reminds us not only to live for the moment, but instead look also for the future that is yet to come. So maybe the storehouse in heaven will also come and question how we dealt with the resources that were away from the money, but the resources around us. So he's teaching in that aspect of storing for the future, and in this case, the stores up in heaven, reminds us of caring for future generations. Also, his call to love our neighbors in Mark 12, verse 31, as we read, not forgetting the parable, as highlighted, of talents. Tells us to say, don't live for the moment only, but also be mindful of the future that is to come, even if you won't be in that future, but as a sense of duty that you have, be cautious and take care of those that are yet to come.
Last one, Fundisi, before I let you go, how can we create faith-filled communities that are proactive about leaving a positive legacy for the earth?
Thank you so much. But like we said, if we can be intentional, I feel that's the first step. So let us be intentional by educating the church members and all other people on the biblical principles of stewardship. And also as faith-filled communities, let us also encourage sustainable practices. Matthew 25, verse 14 gives us a picture of how we can live by depending and trusting on God. And also supporting environmental initiatives. At times, we are the ones who neglect initiatives that are submitted by well-wishers and how they would love to protect our environment. Also, having a model responsible resource management as outlined. And, you know, like we said, the world will cry about certain things today, but the Bible had already highlighted. So I feel we can use that model as shared in Leviticus. It will help us. Mm-hmm. And lastly, maybe praying for wisdom and guidance, as James says. James chapter 1, verse 5. If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask from God. At times, maybe it could be that we don't have the knowledge on how best we can go around, especially when the OF is in trouble with our practices and our doing. But if we can ask for wisdom from God, I believe we can outlast, lead and guide us.
Oh, thank you so much, my pastor. Thank you so much. And thank you for just letting us talk to you today. It's a beautiful Friday, a happy preparation day.
Thank you so much. I'm getting set for the Sabbath now.
Amen. Shall we close with a word of prayer?
Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, once again, we are grateful for having been with us throughout this talk this entire week. As we have highlighted the things that affect our environment and how we as believers are not exempted from taking responsibility for the mess that is going on around, we pray that you continue illuminating your truth and your way. We'd love to commit the situation in South Africa where food poisoning is occurring and perhaps the people around the neighbors that should be loving are the ones. We pray that you calm the situation and just allow the situation to be taken according to your will. We ask that you keep us throughout the rest of the day and continue blessing Adventist World Radio, powered by SID, that may definitely from the broadcast baptism be recorded as people decide for you and the kingdom to come. This is our prayer and asking in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my pastor.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.